A permit application to expand open burning of hazardous waste in Grant Parish is drawing ire from a group that fought this type of practice at Camp Minden. Clean Harbors Environmental Services facility near Colfax is asking the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality to increase its open burning to more than 2 million pounds of hazardous waste a year. Philip Ritalik is Clean Harbors Senior Vice President for Compliance and Regulatory Affairs. He says this facility would still be in compliance with state and federal requirements.
The capacity improvements there are well within air emissions limits prescribed under rule and regulation by the LADEQ. We have done evaluations and air modeling to show that even at that capacity that we want to increase to would still be well below the air toxics emission standards set by the LADEQ.
LSU Shreveport chemistry professor Brian Salvatore worked to stop open burning of about 16 million pounds of volatile M6 explosive at Camp Minden, but some other unstable explosives went to Clean Harbors for emergency disposal.
Companies like Clean Harbors, I think, are trying to get away with it because these are still things that occur on military installations. So we have to just stop it everywhere, in the corporate world and in the military, because we know there's so many good alternatives now that exist.
Clean Harbors operates an incinerator in El Dorado, but Ritalik says the company's thermal destruction facility in Colfax is one of a kind. It destroys a wide range of explosives on the 700-acre site, like gunpowder, flares, and fireworks.
It is capable of handling very energetic materials in a safe and effective way.
Salvatore says there is legislation afoot in Louisiana to stop open burning.
Economics and the cheapest cost should not be the only thing that these companies are looking for to dispose of these materials.
The deadline for the public to comment is January 5th.